From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Both sides in the Iran nuclear negotiations say a lot more work is needed to reach a deal. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met Friday with Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif in Vienna to discuss key disputes that prevented nuclear negotiators from meeting a June 30th deadline. Kerry said that he and Zarif's teams have been working very hard and very diligently and will continue to do so in order to make progress.
So we will continue to work tonight, tomorrow, Sunday, and we certainly both want to try to see if we can arrive at a conclusion.
He added that negotiators have a lot of work to do and there are some tough issues left on the table. Negotiators from Iran and six world powers have given themselves a July 7th deadline to come up with a comprehensive deal to lift international sanctions in exchange for Tehran scaling back its nuclear program. Thousands of Greeks turned out Friday night in Athens for rallies for and against accepting new austerity measures in Sunday's bailout referendum. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras told nearly 25,000 supporters in central Syntagma Square that the referendum is not a choice about whether or not to stay in Europe, but a decision about living in Europe with dignity. Meanwhile, European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker said that a no vote Sunday could spell trouble for Greece.
Even in the case of a yes vote, we'll have to face difficult negotiations. In the case of a no vote, the Greek position will be dramatically weak.
European leaders have warned that a no vote in the referendum would amount to Greece becoming the first country to leave the 19-nation eurozone during the common currency's 16-year history. This is VOA News. Witnesses say that Boko Haram militants executed 11 members who were accused of deserting the Islamist extremist group. Residents of a town in Nigeria's Borno state say that Boko Haram fighters entered the town before dawn Friday and went house to house searching for the alleged defectors. One resident said 11 people were found slaughtered at the Eid praying ground outside of town. He said all 11 were recent arrivals who residents suspected as possible Boko Haram members. Boko Haram is blamed for several attacks this week in the deadliest wave of violence since President Muhammadu Buhari took office in May of this year. A solar-powered Swiss airplane touched down in Hawaii Friday, completing a record-breaking flight across the Pacific Ocean, the riskiest leg of its 35,000-kilometer trip around the world. Solar Impulse 2 pilot Andre Borschberg's 120-hour voyage beat the previous longest solo piloting record that was held by American adventurer Steve Fawcett. Swiss adventurer Bertrand Piccard will fly the same aircraft on the next leg from Hawaii to Phoenix, Arizona. From there, Solar Impulse is scheduled to fly to New York before crossing the Atlantic Ocean to its final destination, Abu Dhabi, in the United Arab Emirates. Law enforcement officials across the United States are boosting security for Independence Day events after security agencies warned about potential terrorist threats timed to the July 4th holiday. The Department of Homeland Security and the Federal Bureau of Investigation issued an alert earlier this week after calls for violence by the Islamic State group during Ramadan. John Miller is New York's deputy police commissioner.
This may be potentially the most complex counterterrorism overlay for this event ever. Again, that is not driven by any information or particular threat as much as it's driven by the unfolding world events.
Terror attacks last week in Tunisia, Kuwait, and France, in which dozens of civilians were killed, prompted U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson to issue a statement calling for increased vigilance over the patriotic holiday in the United States. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for both the Tunisia and the Kuwait attacks. Philippine authorities say the death toll from a ferry accident has risen to 50 and that at least 5 people remain missing. Around 140 passengers were rescued or swam ashore after the Kim Nirvana went down Thursday, just minutes after leaving port on the island of Leyte. Officials said that 5 more bodies were found Friday and that bad weather is hampering the search for others. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Coming up.